It's Friday, the 23rd of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. At the second annual oil and gas conference, a panel discussed the need for balancing transparency with effective natural resource management. They highlighted the importance of governance structures, information access, stakeholder engagement, and institutional capacity. The discussion also emphasized conflict resolution, adaptive management, adherence to international standards, environmental sustainability, as well as public education. Executive Director at the Institute for Public Policy Research, Graham Hopwood.
So we're basically saying, you know, one of the keys to making sure that these benefits do flow is transparency, that we just need to be very transparent about the way that the industry is managed.
The Competition Commission has approved the merger between Dundee Precious Metals Tsumeb Holdings and China Sinomine Resource Group with conditions. There must be no retrenchments of Namibian employees for 3 years after the merger, and at least 92% of the workforce must be local. Dina Govases, the NACC's spokesperson.
The merged undertaking shall ensure compliance with the mining license issued by the Ministry of Mines and Energy. Further notification is any member of the acquiring group desirous of acquiring an interest in a company which is the holder of an exclusive prospecting license or mining license and the proposed transaction falls below the merger notification thresholds shall notify the commission of the transaction.
The South African Military Health Service, in collaboration with the country's Navy, has welcomed the Chinese hospital ship Peace Ark to Cape Town's V&A waterfront. The ship, docked until next week Thursday, is part of the joint humanitarian exercise Mission Harmony, aimed at strengthening military and diplomatic ties. The service's spokesperson, Philip Makopa, says the ship, with over 100 medical personnel, will offer various health services, including surgeries and medical care to local communities.
Due to its inherent value in the medical field, the South African Military Health Service, supported by the South African Navy, remains the lead service in the execution of this exercise, and both stands to gain invaluable expertise through skills exchange with the visiting health professionals.
Kenyan police are offering a substantial cash reward for information leading to the capture of Collins Jumaisi Kalusha, a serial murder suspect who escaped custody alongside 12 others from a Nairobi police station, according to BBC Africa. Kalusha, who reportedly confessed to killing 42 women since 2022, escaped with the help of insiders. The Director of Criminal Investigations has issued a wanted notice as authorities intensify efforts to rearrest Kalusha. Former U.S. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has criticized the Biden-Harris administration for failing to unite the country and endorsed former President Donald Trump as a better option for the White House. He particularly targeted Vice President Kamala Harris, accusing her of opposing popular policies like fracking and private health insurance, and claimed she and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, lack clarity on their policy positions.
I think it's a far more unifying message than calling 70 million Americans on the other side just plain weird people, right? And so I don't consider the weird line of Walz a particularly unifying tone. But I do think that the idea that success unifies us, not just through words, but through action, you know, I think that's actually a more unifying message than served up by Democrats. And the reality is, Joe Biden pledged to unite the country. We wouldn't be where we are if he had achieved the mission. So I think Donald Trump's best position to do that, and that's why I'm supporting him.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.